Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
I must have been away too long because my feelings are dead. I feel no remorse.
Famous words of Jason Tatum.
Oh my God.
I saw so many memes.
Oh my God. It was so good.
He was just fishing for like an iconic moment and just like plagiarized everybody else.
he landed on, yeah, we did it. That was famous lines. He wanted his Garnett moment.
He did that and then
he did the Kanye too.
He did the Kanye too after.
Wait, what was that?
I think the parade or
yeah, like it was that. Like it was at the club or something.
Club,
and you know, Kanye's Grammy quote where he got up there and he's like, "What would they say if we never won? I guess we'll never know."
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
It's the same thing. He did that. He did the Garnett. He did We Did It in the same exact way that Garnett did Anything's Possible. And there was another one too. He like copied somebody else too. Really corny.
You know what really cracked me up was you know, Boston people are like, yeah, this is the best city. It's a great city, yada, yada, yada. Like, they won the title, and the first thing they did was get on a plane and go to South Beach. They couldn't get out of Boston.
Oh, God, really?
Is that really what it was? They went down to Miami?
They legit left the stadium, jumped on a plane, and went to South Beach.
Wow. And then they were going to come back and for the parade, like, a day or two later?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, the parade's tomorrow morning. I know Tatum played golf today, and he's like, "Oh, it was so great! Everybody's calling me champ."
Yeah.
I'm like, "You're such a cornball."
Yeah, yeah. And then, what's great was Grant Williams brought the Charlotte Hornets to celebrate. Have you ever seen anything like that in your life? That was
what happened? I don't know that one.
Yeah, I saw that.
So Grant Williams, who else was there?
Brandon Miller,
and then there was two other players. Oh, Mark Williams, your guy Juice.
They celebrated with them?
They walked in the locker room and right after the Celtics won.
That is so strange. This is so like Gen Z.
Yes, exactly.
Right? Exactly.
Nothing embodies today's NBA more than that. Ridiculous.
My God, it's so corny. I know I sound so bitter and sour grapes and such a hater.
Same.
But I equate this championship to a bubble championship. It's like
let's run it back. Round one, they play the Jimmy Butler less Heat, right? Did Jimmy play any games?
One and a half.
Okay, 1.5 games. Then
just a half. I think 1.5. That was it.
Then they get the Orlando Magic. I mean, come on. You know, let's go.
Wait, Cleveland.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Cleveland.
Oh, Cleveland. Why did I think the Magic?
Without Mitchell.
Oh,
no,
Orlando would have been fun, though.
Yeah. Wait a minute. So he...
Orlando lost to Cleveland in 7.
In the first round. Correct. That's why I'm getting confused. Okay. So then they get the Donovan Mitchell less... he played most of the series, right? But he missed what the...
And Jared Allen.
And Jared Allen, right? How many games did Mitchell miss?
Three?
Yeah, 3 games. And he was cooking too, wasn't he? Then Pacers feeling themselves off beating the Knicks. And Halliburton goes out. And Jaylen Brown hit that big shot. That was probably the only big moment the Celtics really had the entire playoffs, right? And then, you know, the Mavs clearly weren't ready for the moment. And
I think the Mavs being in the finals is a result of them just being really hot at the right time.
Yes.
Because they overachieved. They beat the Wolves. The Wolves ended up beating Denver. But I thought Denver and the Wolves would have put up a better fight than the Mavs in the finals. I think Denver would have beat the Celtics.
Yeah. Oh, I think so too. I think Mavs. It, you know, that happens a lot. I feel like in hockey and like baseball, right? The hottest team makes it. NBA and NFL, I feel like that rarely happens, but it happened. And yeah, I mean, it seemed like Luka had no help. Kyrie was awful. He was not ready for the moment
damn,
at all.
Damn right he was.
That was, yeah, that was that must have been nice, Adam.
99 points on 99 shots. Not that I was counting.
Wow, really? Was that serious?
Yeah, that's an actual stat.
99 on 99. What? Holy shit.
So, devil's advocate is, they were the best regular season team.
Yeah, they were. 20 losses.
They had a great year. And, you know, you have no choice against who's against you, whoever is ready to go and plays. Right. But I still feel that this just, I don't know.
I'm gonna go the other way on this one, even though I hate the Celtics. Like, 64 wins in the regular season. They go 16-3 in the playoffs. Like, yes, they caught a favorable matchups and guys got hurt, but they didn't play a game six. Like, they just dominated.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think you got to give them some credit there. And listen, the last five or six titles have gone this way. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, like they got like the easiest finals matchup that they could have gotten because Dallas wasn't a really good basketball team. But I would say for the most part, like every year, this kind of thing happens. The healthiest team is usually the team that wins, and they kind of dealt with their own stuff too with Porzingis, and I think it's kind of a testament to how well that team was constructed and the moves they made, because they were able to overcome it. They didn't miss a beat. Not that like Porzingis is an all-star level player, but he was really good this year, and he was like an important piece. So
yeah,
I think. I mean, there's a certain point where you can overcome injuries, like for example, the Knicks, like. At some point, like, you're not going to be able to do that, but in order, like, because there were so many of them, but I think you got to be able to overcome some injuries with some depth, and I think they have a really, really well-constructed roster this year. They didn't really have any holes, and maybe they didn't have, like, I don't know if Tatum's a top eight guy. Maybe he's a ninth best guy. Maybe he's a tenth best guy. Like, they don't have, like, that top-end talent, but I think that's another testament to, like, how well the team is built. So I think they just had a really good team.
Yeah. Yeah, they're loaded, and you're right. I mean, they had one, you know, KP was injured, and, you know, he was injured, but he came back, and, my God, that game one, he was like, that's a KP we always, like, you know, like, jizzed about with the Knicks, right? You know, like, oh, my God, two-way player, like, dominant, and, yeah, they got it.
But also, I also agree with Josh that they would have lost to Denver.
No, I agree.
So. I think they were better than Denver.
Okay.
I think it would have been a better series. I think that goes seven. I think for sure. I can't say whether the Nuggets would definitely beat them.
You know what? You might have a good point. Okay.
Paul, you good? Your audio?
Yeah. Okay. Hear me now?
Yeah, now.
All right, we hear you now. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was saying who would guard Jokic, actually. So maybe they would give him a really good battle, Boston.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But I really do think that, I mean, you never know what's going to happen, but the way that everything kind of fell in place, if you were going for the title, like, this was the year to go and do it. So,
totally.
It's really unfortunate now I think about it that Randall on the Knicks got hurt and the rest of them got hurt, and that's how it felt, because fully healthy, like, I'm not saying they would have beat the Celtics, but I think it would have gone six games and it would have been an interesting matchup, and like, they probably would have met them in the Eastern Conference Finals. But, and the thing was for other teams too, like, if other teams were just healthier, like, if the Bucks had Giannis, I really think Giannis and, I mean, I know that they had chemistry issues like throughout the year with Lillard, but I still like, if you put Damian Lillard and Giannis and those pieces, like Middleton and Bobby Portis and those guys, like, in a playoff game, like, that's a good team.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a ton of – I think that's the theme of these playoffs, right? It's a lot of what-ifs, you know, with the Bucks, the Knicks, even the Heat. right? I mean, you can even say the Heat or even the Cavs. I mean, pretty much every team in the East.
Yeah, how about the Clippers?
Clippers.
Like, if Kawhi yeah. just healthy. Like, they might win that series. Dallas is out in the first round, and then who knows?
Yeah. Yeah, that went 7 games. People forget. The playoffs are so long. They go for, like, 2 months. You forget, like, the round one. It was crazy. But, yeah, it was boring, you know. We didn't get a good series really at all. Adam, sorry you didn't get, you know. You didn't get.
Yeah, I'm an idiot for not cashing it out.
You're 4. You went for it, you know.
Yeah, now, always. Talk about the Mavericks now. Like, what do you think about them?
I think it's only they're only going to go down. I mean, Kyrie's not getting younger, and
right,
he might just freaking retire in the middle of the summer. You don't know.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. Yeah, they need another guy.
It was really really obvious to me. Like, Luka's amazing, but man, he's like,
I can't stand him now.
He's such a biatch.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the complaining and all that, that's definitely, he's got to change that. That's good.
It's really unbearable.
Yeah. It's going to make him really unpopular. And I think he will change that. But for me, like, just watching him, he's like, if you ever play video games like 2K, he's like the guy with fatigue on super high.
Yeah.
He looks so slow and out of shape, and it's like, come on, man. Maybe drink light beer. Don't drink the full heavy beer.
Do they have the assets to get another guy? Because if they were able to get like another guy, I think they could be really dangerous.
I don't think so. They need another wing for sure.
Yeah.
What's his face? Derek Lewis.
Jones was terrible.
Yeah,
terrible.
I mean, Derek Jones. Yeah, that guy was like. He wasn't even like a six man before this.
I don't think he's in a lot of rotations in the league.
Yeah, that's like, what I'm saying.
He's like an important player. He was playing pretty good, but the finals, he looked like like a college player. He was terrible.
Yeah. He didn't do really much of it. I saw him hit a couple threes. That's about it. But yeah, they definitely are going to need some guy. You know, we'll see. We'll see how active they get in the market here. Which is already kind of
moving.
Yeah, we got the blockbuster Caruso for Giddy. What the fuck? Was
white
that?
On white on white crime.
Yeah. What was that about? What?
All the hair for no hair.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's like literally like Caruso. Like, okay, you're gonna guard Kyrie or Luka like next year or like, you know, the guards out west, because they needed shooting. He's not like really a good shooter. Obviously they're going to make more moves for a big man, but I think Giddy, that case just messed him up. He was terrible after that whole thing came
he
out.
Was I think he was like all shook up. He had the yips big time, you know.
Absolutely. And Chicago, I feel like they could have got more for Caruso.
Yeah, I'm surprised that the Bulls didn't look to get a draft pick or two out of that. But I really like that for OKC, getting a guy that could really defend. I don't know. That team is so deep now. It's like never-ending.
Yeah, I'm pissed. I kind of want the Knicks to maybe, you know, see what they can get for Caruso. But, yeah, it is what it is. I don't know what the Bulls are doing. It looks like actually they're having a fire sale, because now Zach LaVine's rumored to be on the market. And Vucevic, I saw too.
Is Lonzo ever coming back? Like, what's the deal?
I think that's it. I think he's got some rare, like, injury.
You can't rely on Lonzo.
He's still so young, too.
It's terrible.
I think his foot injury, they said that, like, no one's ever come back from it.
Yeah, like, it's like...
He would be the first guy to ever come back
from it. Yeah, it's like a real fluke, like, rare thing, right? He's got. It's awful. LaMelo, too. He's always banged up. The Ball brothers are—they're toast.
Call up LiAngelo.
LiAngelo, what's he doing? He's in Europe, right? I think something like that.
Like Central America.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? But
this is—it's good. This is the most fun part of the NBA season.
Seriously,
yeah.
It definitely used to be for years with the Knicks, right? You know, we'd be dying for basketball after April. Right, early April, our season be over.
Yep.
Adam, I guess you've been really fiending, because we had a little bit of a run And
I've been waiting for this offseason for a while.
It takes months.
Yeah, I'm excited for this thing.
Yeah. So
let's get it going.
It's starting. I guess let's start first with. Well, first let's talk about the Redick to the Lakers move. I think was it the last pod or two pods ago we talked about it, and then the Hurley news dropped. Was that the last pod? It was after the last pod, right? Like literally, the next morning, right? Like the Hurley news dropped, and
I couldn't believe it. I'm like, yes. He's gone, and then no.
So he was on Russillo. He was on the Russillo podcast. I was listening to it a few hours ago, and he basically said what I thought. He really lives like a simple. He says he lives like a simple life, and he just didn't really want all that. That's basically it. That's kind of like in a nutshell what he said. Why he didn't take it.
I mean, I get it. I get it.
Yeah,
but I still can't believe he turned down the Lakers for a college job. That's crazy to me.
Yeah,
everyone's different.
Yeah, it seems like I think like you said, he's kind of like a little bit of a control freak. He's not going to get away with that.
No,
with NBA
recruits,
players,
he recruits his guys. Like you can't do that, NBA.
Right.
Can't.
Right.
And so, you can't act like a nut job on the sideline every play. It's just draining for your team, and the refs will just like. They'll zone you out. They won't give you any respect.
Yeah. Plus, LeBron's such a wild card, and it's
Can you picture Hurley like just like getting at LeBron in the huddle, yelling at him? Like, no, come on.
Yeah, definitely not.
No shot.
Definitely not. He admitted that they texted a little bit about it, but J.J. Redick, first time head coach, and he's got the one of the most storied franchises in sports, for that matter. Juice, I know you're really not happy about this.
I mean, I just don't understand it, right? You hire somebody who's very intelligent, basketball mind wise, yes, very intelligent. He knows his stuff. He's a former player, but it's not like he played point guard, right? Like I'll give the pass for Jason Kidd, right? Same thing with him. He wasn't a head coach or Nash, but they were point guards, and I give them a little bit of a break for that because they point guards are running the teams and running the plays, and just. You see everything so well.
Right.
But for him, he hasn't even coached – for J.J. Redick, he hasn't even coached at the high school level. He's never coached, period, ever. Yeah. And it's crazy. Like, if you're the Lakers, don't you want somebody who's credible, who's experienced, who's done it before, who isn't fazed by big personalities? Like, I thought – the perfect coach for them, I think, would be Jeff Van Gundy. But – I don't think LeBron wants to be coached, right? He's the coach, and everybody else is his assistant, and J.J. Redick will be fired in 2 years, 100%.
I think you're right. I think LeBron doesn't want to be coached. I think that's a LeBron guy. So I think the Lakers kind of tried to get their guy with Hurley, and then when that fell through, they were like, let's just get LeBron's guy. That's what I kind of think.
Yeah.
I mean, are the Lakers, like, low-key a really bad-run organization lately?
Yeah, I don't think it's just lately. Like, I think it's been forever.
Like living off their, obviously their history and their location.
It's a house of cards. It's a house of cards.
They're like the Forrest Gump of the NBA. They just keep falling into good stuff. Like they were so bad for so long, and then all of a sudden LeBron's like, I'll go there. And then LeBron got there and they sucked, and it's like, okay, they traded everything for Anthony Davis. They get their title, and now they're back in the same spot again. And they're going to land on their feet again because they're the Lakers. They have good weather, and it's in L.A. So,
that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yep. History and weather.
And Laker girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they yeah, I mean, it's just kind of funny, LeBron and Redick. I don't know how many episodes they've done, but they have this podcast, and then weeks later, it's like, oh, J.J. Redick, front runner, Lakers. Like, oh, it's just kind of funny, the behind the scenes of all this. I'd love to, hear one day. I'm sure we will.
But it's like, okay, LeBron isn't getting better, right? And he's just getting older. And then Anthony Davis is Mr. Glass. After that, like, they just have a team of misfits that just don't—it's not a real team. Like, I don't know. I don't feel good about their future or their team. Like, where are they going? They're not going anywhere.
Right.
And where's Bronny going?
Probably there.
Oh my god.
Probably there. Yeah.
17th pick. Just like wasting a draft pick.
I mean, they're going to be, oh, man. You know, like they're already not like the most, you know, spotlight team, you know. Now LeBron, Bronny, J.J. Redick, like this is just going to be, you know, the traveling circus. So, and I'm sure they're going to try and get another guy. I don't know who they're linked to. I mean, LeBron, like, loves Kyrie. Do you see maybe them making a move for like Kyrie just leaving the Mavs and like maybe they trade what's his face? Austin Reeves and
Russell
and maybe some picks. I don't know what gets it done, but I can see something like that.
I was listening to a podcast and they were saying that LeBron doesn't care about titles anymore. He just like now wants everybody to talk about him. He just wants to, hijack like the offseason. He just wants everyone to talk about him and wonder what he's doing next. Because, like, I don't – where else is he going to go?
Right.
If he doesn't go to Lakers, right?
Well, now he's definitely staying, right? So I think this is going to be like 2-3 years. Let's see how it goes. You know, I'm playing with my son and – Let's make one last run for it. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. It's too
far. How old is LeBron? Is he 40?
39, I think, right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe he looks at like someone like a Tom Brady and he's like, I want to play till I'm 45. Maybe that's his goal, to play till he's 45. You know?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. I don't know what the oldest NBA player is, but he was still putting up 25-5 last year. So,
right? I mean, if you're the Lakers, when do you like put your foot down and say enough's enough?
Yeah, I know.
You know, like LeBron wants his guy there. LeBron's like 100 years old. He's gonna retire probably the next 2 years, and they're not even close to contention. Like what? Like I wouldn't like what LeBron wants wouldn't even be a thought in my head if I was Lakers.
Right.
All right. If we're gonna go get this coach because we think long term, this is the right answer. If we're going to get this player, I'm not trading more draft picks to get like a mediocre guy, or whatever else, whatever goes on this offseason, whatever they're going to do. Like I'm thinking about life after LeBron if I'm the Lakers.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it should be interesting. But let's. You know, I mean, what are the big moves they're going to have? I mean, I got to think Sixers. They're gonna get one of three guys, right? Paul George, Jimmy Butler, or Zach LaVine. Right? It's pretty obvious they're getting one of those guys.
Or OG.
Oh, I hope not.
Alan Hahn said Jimmy Butler's done in Miami. So I really think that Jimmy Butler's going back to Philly.
I think that's the most obvious one. I really hope this whole OG thing, and even Hartenstein, I feel like it's all smoke. Knicks are re-signing both of them. They both know it already. They know. Everyone knows it. And this is all just like, you know, whatever.
Hartenstein, I don't know. Someone might throw like $20 million at him, like Thunder.
The Thunder, yeah,
yeah.
Oh man, him on the Thunder, man, they'd be fucking. They're already awesome. they just got Caruso. They got Hartenstein. Fuck.
Yeah,
that team's legit. Team's legit.
So I think George. I think something came out today that they said Philly and George are not really. That's like not really a thing anymore. The interest.
Yeah. Sham said that.
Yeah. So I don't think that'll happen. But yeah, they're going to get someone.
100%. I bet Paul George and the Clippers end up working something out.
I think so too. He's an LA guy. Like I can't imagine he wants to like, you know, he's a little older. Maybe, you know, he wants that one last deal, right? Like he probably wants it in LA. I got to think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Kawhi, maybe he'll be healthy. He shaved his head. He's a new man.
He did? Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, he cut his hair.
Oh God! And they got the new arena. Is that this upcoming season, or two more?
I don't think it's this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it's the next one. I want to say.
Got it.
By the way, watch Clip on Hulu.
Oh, I gotta see it.
Very good.
How many episodes so far?
I'm three in. I think it's like four or five. So, it goes one by one weekly. So every week they add one. But it's really good.
I love Larry Fishburne. I've seen the one scene. Have they showed that yet? When they're in the practice and he's just like calling every player out.
Oh my God! Yeah. Like Chris Paul. Like yeah. What did he say about his wife? I think something about his wife. I don't know. But yeah, he was going after like all of them. Yeah, it was really good.
Do you think that actually, I mean, obviously it didn't happen verbatim, but do you think shit like that happened? Like Doc Rivers was just calling out dudes like personal business? Like,
I can see him doing that. He seems like if you put him in a bad mood, he can snap.
Oh yeah, he's from Chicago, like the streets, like he's no joke.
Yeah, I can picture that. And that was like a very big personality team. Matt Barnes, Griffin, Chris Paul.
Yeah.
Jordan Redick. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's pretty wild. That's pretty wild. Yeah, I got to watch that. But no, the Knicks, I mean, I want to say it's just as simple as re-signing OG, re-signing Hartenstein, and then maybe making a play for like a good role player and calling it a day. That's probably what they're going to do, right? Realistically?
I agree. And that's what I kind of hope they do, to be honest. I don't want to mortgage the future.
I could see them looking for like a, you know how they bought low on DiVincenzo, maybe trying to find a guy like that, like just like an kind of like an undervalued guy, maybe trying to build him up.
I thought Caruso was going to be that guy, to be honest, but
yeah.
Yeah, I was listening to, you know, I keep shouting out people because I listen to a million podcasts, but CP the Franchise, Knicks Fan TV, and he had his top five or whatever, and his number one was DeJounte Murray.
I could roll with that. I would like that. And I don't think he would cost too much either.
Yeah, what would it cost for someone like him? I'm terrible at this.
McBride and two first.
That's it?
Yeah.
Done.
I think it might cost
maybe like, maybe Bogey, throwing Bogey as like a salary cap.
Yeah.
But I think they're eager to get rid of him.
I don't think they're going to trade both guys in Atlanta, Trey and Murray. So it'll be interesting to see what they decide.
Unless they just decide to start over completely. But another guy in Atlanta that CP mentioned was DeAndre Hunter.
He hasn't done anything.
I guess he's like, I mean, he's hurt a lot. He was on my fantasy team, I think, 2 years ago. He was hurt all the time. But he is kind of like a solid 15 points per game. He can defend. He can hit threes. He's just injury riddled. I think he'd be a good like rotation guy. It doesn't cost you much. Why not?
He had it for nothing. I was going to say, yeah, it's not that bad. But
yeah. I'm kind of, you guys are going to hate me. I don't know. I think I'd take a shot with Brandon Ingram.
Oh, hell no.
Hear me out. He played on the, he was on the baby Lakers team with Hart and Randall, so they have history. Then he played with Randall in New, actually then he played with both of them in New Orleans, because I think they were all part of the weren't they all part of the AD trade, I think. You know, so he's got that chemistry, that history with those guys. It's just I don't know where you put him at, like the two or the three. He is injured a lot. It probably wouldn't cost you too much. Maybe Mitch gets to go back to New Orleans. He'd probably love that trade. A few picks and like Bogey. I don't know.
I think Tibbs would just hate him.
He might look really good playing off of Jalen Brunson.
I mean, the guy could score. We know that, right? He's got great size. I don't know about his defense. I don't know.
Lazy.
Yeah, he's got that lazy demeanor then. That's what I don't like about him. Like, his face always looks the same. He looks like he's pretty much just like, he just like, you know, hit the sativa or hit the indica, to be honest with you. You know what I mean?
if it's cheap, sure, but
What do you say cheap, Juice? Like, what do you, like Mitch and some picks?
Yeah, like I'm not going to mortgage any part of the future for Brandon Ingram.
Yeah, me neither.
Or like sacrifice some cap space where all of a sudden now we're in the second apron. I'm just not going to do that.
Right.
Yeah, what's his contract? That's the thing. Like if he can get him for cheap, sure. Like a couple picks.
I think he's due money. I think he's due an extension after next year.
All right, so maybe you get like a year out of him and kind of just like rent like him for a year and see if you can put him over the top.
What about TJ McConnell?
I'd love that. I think I mentioned that on the last pod or two pods ago. I forget. But Yeah, I mean, we kind of hated him, right? He's one of those guys, but he's like really good friends with Josh Hart and Brunson. As a backup point guard, he's perfect, I think.
Yeah, because Deuce is more of like a two guard. He is. Honestly.
Yeah, we thought he was a point guard. He's not. To be honest with you, his ball handling is kind of weird. Right? I don't know. Every time he handles
robotic.
The ball.
It's like robotic.
Yeah. I'm like, this guy was a point guard? He's definitely more of a two. Yeah, McConnell is. Oh, my God. That'd be awesome. Is that in play, Juice?
No, I'm just thinking about when he killed us.
He did kill us.
And he's like a perfect Tibbs player. He's really scrappy. He plays hard. High energy.
I'm with
intense.
It.
Like, I don't know.
I'm with
oh,
it.
Oh, he's white.
Yeah. Scrappy. Works hard. Lunchbox guy.
He's a white guy.
Yeah, no, I definitely would like that one. Anyone else? They're not really rumored to like link to like anyone.
There's gonna be people out there that no one's thinking about that always pops up. You know.
Yeah, but you think it would be in the rumors now?
If Philly's really not pursuing Paul George, I know that's a bigger name than we were just talking about, but I can see the Knicks maybe considering that.
I know you keep saying that. I don't know.
I really like it for them. That's why. I know it's like long term it might hurt, but I really like it short term.
For Randall?
Yeah, maybe Randall or whatever you can cobble together. You might be able to get there without Randall.
I think Randall's better than George.
I do too. I think I was going to say durability. He was out for like 5 months, but before this fluke injury, Randall's definitely been a lot more durable. And Randall's what was the average? What was he averaging? 25, 10, and 5?
Yeah.
You know? Like, what's Paul George average these days? I don't even know.
I'm going to pull it up. I think he's still pretty good, but I think I just trust him more. I like the fit. I trust him more in the playoffs, I think, Paul George. And I like the
playoff
fit. I think if you slide OG over to power forward, you have Paul George there. I just like that fit for them. I know it's a little bit smaller, but that's just the way I was looking at it.
Okay, so that means Randall would have to be gone if you do that. I don't know. I think the Knicks, Leon and all, I think they love Randall. Like, did you see him? He was at like the Yankee game with his whole family.
Yeah.
I feel like he's so embedded here now.
I don't trust OG. I just don't think he's healthy ever. Right?
I know. But he's such a weapon when he's healthy. Remember how he was playing amazing in these playoffs? Like, that
just,
game where he got
just
hurt.
Bench him.
Holy shit.
Bench him to the playoffs. Don't even let him play in the regular
season. Yeah, right?
Season.
Seriously.
But yeah, he's legit.
He is. When he's healthy, he is. Even his shot creation was even looking really good. Like, right before he got hurt.
Yeah. Yep.
Paul George was 23 a game, 5-4 assists. 5 rebounds, 4 assists.
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, Randall, I mean, I don't know what the splits are, but like shooting percentage wise, but I don't know. Randall was on his podcast last year. I know they're tight, but yeah, I don't know how that would
work. I think everything is going to hint. Like the big domino that needs to fall is with the Nets. Like I want to hear.
Yeah. So Adam,
what the Nets are going to do?
Yeah. What's the latest on the Nets?
Well, they're 100% waiting on Mitchell. Because they're ready to trade all these picks that they have from the Suns for Mitchell. I'm pretty sure.
So they're ready to go. They're not.
That's like their move. They got the trade. Okay. Allegedly, they have the trade ready and everything if they can get them. But I mean, it seems
what does the package look like? You know,
it's probably going to be like Cam Johnson, Dennis Schroeder, just basically a bunch of like decent players that are kind of like. The contracts match up well, and then two or three Suns picks, and maybe a fourth pick. So mostly draft capital, maybe a couple of usable guys, and that would be kind of the extent of it.
So are the Cavs looking to start over?
Well, I don't know if it's a start over or more of like a retool. Like if you can get Cam Johnson and Dorian Finney-Smith, and maybe it's not Mitchell, but maybe it's like, okay, you're going young anyway. Maybe those guys can plug the holes there, and then they can kind of have a little gap year. And plus, you have all those picks. If you want to upgrade again, you have all those picks to move out.
Right.
But it looks like Mitchell's going to re-sign. That's what everyone keeps saying. So
I know.
If Mitchell re-signs and he's the chess piece that's off the board, I think the Nets, they're going to be in like a flex spot where all I keep reading about are like leaks that, oh, we can't trade Mikal Bridges. But everything they've done this offseason kind of screams rebuild. So my guess would be right around the draft, if Mitchell is re-signed by Cleveland, I think they'll look to trade Bridges and kind of start over.
Okay.
That's my guess. But you never know. I mean, if they're hell bent on trying to make the playoffs next year, like, are they going to try for Garland if Mitchell's re-signed? Because Garland is another guy. Like, they, you know, he wants to stay in the Eastern Conference, but he wants to get traded. Yada yada yada.
Yeah, I heard if Mitchell stays, Garland wants out.
Yeah, it looks like he's gone. Like, if Mitchell stays, Garland's out. So I think the Nets could pursue that. Might be a little bit cheaper than Mitchell, or you know, the Trae Young situation is another one to monitor. But I do think they really want to try to get a star. So, but if they can't, I mean, it is what it is. So I think at some point you got to consider the teardown.
Yeah. Yeah. So they may go like complete other ways depending on things. It sounds like.
Yeah. They just got to pick a direction. I think they're going to pick a direction this offseason.
Yeah.
Any noise about Karl Anthony Towns or no?
I haven't heard anything. You guys?
I think it's his contract. It's, you know, you can't move it. It's too much.
It's crazy. I know. Zesty.
It's too much.
Yeah, like the guys that signed those deals are going to be hard to move now, right? Like Levine is another one. I know he's been hurt also, so it's a tough comparison. But he's another one on that deal. Like I feel like they can't trade him.
Yeah. So what's that trade? Because it's the Jazz, Sixers, and Bulls all talking. So that's Levine to the Sixers, right? And then the Jazz get some picks, some draft capital. It sounds like, or something.
Yeah, it's a weird trade.
Yeah.
If you're a Knicks fan, that's a win, right?
The Sixers get Levine,
that's a huge like versus getting Jimmy Butler or like Paul George. I think if they get Levine, you're like, okay, cool, he's gonna get hurt anyway.
Yeah, and you know, even if he doesn't get hurt, takes the ball out of Maxey's hands, who fucking killed them.
Yes, Maxey's real good.
You know, it's like what's that? Addition by subtraction. Yeah. Am I doing it right? You get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So yeah, all day, do it. Get Levine, you know. Yeah. I don't know what happens with Jimmy if he doesn't go to Philly. Sounds like it's done in Miami. I don't know. LA. Oh, he's the guy for LA. I think. The Lakers.
Jimmy Butler.
Yeah. You didn't see those rumors.
That's a fun one.
I can see that.
He was courtside.
Seems like an LA guy, like enjoying that whole environment.
Yeah, I think he's one of those like LA offseason type guys. Like he's there in the offseason. You know, he does commercials and whatnot, and he's into music. He's been upset. He was like obsessed with like the LA Sparks girl, the rookie who just got tore ACL. What's her name?
Oh, Brink.
Brinks or whatever. Yeah, he was like courtside at a Sparks game with like wearing her jersey. And he's like, oh, I look good in purple and gold.
If I'm both the Knicks and the Nets, I would call Utah and see if they would part with Lori.
Totally. Yep.
What's the fit? Because CP franchise, shout out. He talked about that too. Like, so he plays the five?
I don't know. I'm more interested in getting him in here and then making it work. He's just like really efficient.
What was that? Was that sigh? Was that like a like I want him so bad? Or
I don't know where he fits when you think about it. Like I like him a lot, but I don't know where. Yeah, like where would he play?
Five? He's not a Thibs five for sure.
No, and he's always hurt.
Okay. Yeah, he's hurt a lot too. But what were you saying, Juice? Sorry, I interrupted you.
No, just like stretch four. Big man could shoot. Like,
so you're saying Randall part ways with Randall for him?
I wouldn't do that. If you could somehow, you got to give up someone though. Shit.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
But a pick and roll with Markkanen and Brunson?
I know. The shooting. Be great. I mean, Randall did shoot 40% from three. What year was that? It was one season. Remember?
Yeah. He's up there.
He's capable of it. I don't even know. His percentage might have been pretty good before he got hurt because he wasn't shooting as many with Debo there and the other guys. Yeah, it's gonna be
my fun. Sneaky team. My sneaky team to get somebody is the Orlando Magic.
Ooh.
Oh yeah,
because I think that they had a really good season, played a lot of tough games and won games. Went to a game seven, so they're on the right track.
Yeah,
they need to make a little bit, maybe more experience and some moves. And
I think they're in on Clay Thompson heavy.
Clay.
Oh wow. Yeah. Okay.
Really?
Heavy.
That's funny.
They need a guard really bad. Suggs and Fultz, like, nah.
Yeah, they need shooting. Yeah, so Clay would make sense for them. But it just, how effective is Clay anymore, you know?
Suggs, I think, wasn't Suggs like a top five defender in the league, though?
He's a very good defender, but they need, like, you gotta score. Like, against Cleveland, they couldn't score.
Yeah, they need shooters bad. It's like Paolo just, like, bodying people. And Franz. Yeah.
Wagner,
yeah. And they got to figure out their point guard situation. I feel like they have like four point guards, you know?
Cole, Fultz.
Fultz and Black, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, Magic. I think they've been linked to Paul George as well. Trying to think what else we've seen out
Milwaukee.
There.
What is Milwaukee going to do?
What are the Suns going to do? It's like,
what? Yeah, I was just about to say, what do the Suns do?
Yeah.
I think the Suns are going to draft Bronny and try to recruit LeBron.
Yeah, how crazy would that be?
I think that's the only thing they could do because they have like no draft. They're going to draft him like with their 55th pick or whatever.
Like
it is.
What is Redick? Like, what does he like say to that? Like, LeBron, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah, it'd be really funny.
See, I'm at the point from a Knicks fan perspective. Well, not even Knicks fan. I don't think Knicks fans would agree with me, but like. I guess the most logical thing is to run it back and everybody's healthy and maybe add like
one. Here it comes.
But if you really want to drop the hammer.
I know it's coming.
But KD, don't you wish you came to the Knicks? Drop it.
I know. That would be the stunner, right? That would be the stunner of the offseason. Like the big move that we're like, oh my God, you know, like. Just like stops the league.
I think it would be the one move that could like save his like
legacy. You're right.
Yeah, his popularity, his image with the fans, because like you know he's so hated right now by people for everything he's done in the last several years since leaving.
Who's the fan base that's like, yeah, KD, that's our guy.
Yeah, and Phoenix, you know, I know the Suns are sort of popular, but you're kind of like. I don't know. You're in the desert. You're in the Southwest. You're kind of forgotten about, I feel like, out there.
Yeah.
Right?
He could come here, and it would be so easy for him. He won't even have to defend anybody because we have Josh Hart running around like a madman.
Right.
You have Brunson facilitating, and whoever's left. And that's like, I don't know, if we could somehow keep Randall and also get Durant, that'd be great. But I don't know. I just think for right now, at his age and everything, like – it's a win-win for both.
I wouldn't know how I'd feel about that because obviously, like, if KD goes to the Knicks, like, they're probably the favorites in the East or, like, right there. But the Nets have those Suns picks, right? So I'd be like, yeah, this is cool. But, man, I don't know.
Yeah.
So it's a tough one.
It would be the best way for him to save his legacy, so to speak, right? Is come to the Knicks, win a title. It's like... 100%.
You can rewrite your story. Bryson DeChambeau was the most hated golfer in the world. And now he's the most popular, lovable guy in just like what, 3.5 years? We could do it. We could do it all over.
The shot out of the bunker. What is there a name for that shot, Juice?
No, that was incredible. That was awesome.
That was amazing. Oh my God.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Durant comes here. And then he doesn't have to be like this dominant number one. He's kind of just in the background. Jalen Brunson's still the face of the organization and the guy, and he's just sort of in the backdrop being the best player.
I'd be open to it. It's just what is it costing? That's my.
Well, thing. Phoenix needs picks, right? So you'd have to replenish all the picks that they gave to the Nets, and then I don't know what do they want.
Right.
I don't know if they want Randall, right? Like, I don't know if they, you know, they're not going to get Brunson.
Maybe it costs you DiVincenzo. But I don't know.
I love Dante.
Me too.
They probably want expirings and like a million firsts.
Five firsts, Bride and Mitch. Do it.
What'd you say? Five firsts and Mitch?
And Bogey, his contract.
And Bogey. Yeah, that I'd do. I mean,
that's a big trade trip, Bogey. That's a big trade trip.
Yeah. Yeah. Five firsts, depending on what they are. I mean, if like three of them are like not that big a deal, you know? Like, whatever.
Well, the Knicks are never going to get those Washington and I forget
or
the other
Detroit
team.
Picks. Yeah.
Detroit. Yeah. That's not happening. So get rid of them now.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Heck yeah. Maybe. You know? Maybe Durant looks around in the West and he's like, I got a better chance in the East. Calls up his manager there, who's a diehard Knicks fan. You know, make it happen. Make shit happen. You know, like
you know who's gotta make a move too? Denver.
Yeah, they need a guy. They need another guy, I feel like.
They didn't do anything after winning the title. They just like literally did not sign anyone.
They let Brown
they
walk.
Lost Bruce, they, yeah. Yeah, let Bruce Brown go and that was it. Like they did not do anything.
Yeah, it was weird. They need depth bad. They had like one bench player this offseason, or two. They the other Terry. Brown and Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Jackson, yeah.
That's it. All right. Well, I get the feeling we're gonna like end this pod and there's gonna be like a blockbuster.
A bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a Woj bomb or a Shams bomb. Like tomorrow it's gonna happen or something. Yeah.
You wanna talk about the draft?
Yes. So I mean Klingon, Reed Shepherd.
Who would you guys take one?
I don't know. I don't know what's gonna happen.
Klingon.
It sounds like Klingon right now is gonna be the number one pick.
He went
from 20, is that who you take?
25-1 odds to like now it's like 3-1.
That's so crazy. I don't know.
So he's going up.
He seems like a Hartenstein to me. Like, would you take Hartenstein number one? You know what I mean? Like, that's what he feels like to me. I don't know.
Am I crazy for saying Reed Shepherd? No, right?
Well, people are saying he's like, you know, the shooting is just incredible, right? So it's like, but like, is he the top pick? Incredible? Like, good? Like, I don't know. That's a big deal.
I think I'm taking Reed. I think he's going to be the best player in the draft.
I know. It's nuts, right?
I did this thing where I pulled up a mock draft and tried to just take the five favorite guys, like my five favorite guys.
Yeah.
And it ended up being like one or two in the top 12, and then the rest were like bottom of the draft.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I think. I think the draft is just like whatever, however you value that player or whom you like. Because like, I'm trying to think of an example. Let me see if I pull up.
I mean,
like, what's the guy? Like Kolek from.
I was Marquette? About the same. Yeah, Tyler Kolek.
Like, where's he gonna go? What pick?
Late first, 20s.
And like, I think he's like in my, you know,
he's
top
awesome.
Few picks. You know,
it's so crazy.
I've seen guys mocked all over the board too. Like I saw Dillingham going on some mocks like really early, and then I seen him going like in the 20s.
Yeah, I think his athleticism and talent. I think he's going to be a top 10 player. I think him and Shepherd definitely, right? Klingon, Castle. I think those four, and then the French kid.
Bacelis.
Oh, Bacelis, yeah, him. And then who's like the supposed to be the top pick? I forget his name all the
Sar.
Time. Sar.
There's a French kid too. That's the French kid's projected real high.
Is that who you're thinking about him? Sar.
No, there's another one.
Oh, there's another one.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, Zachary Risacher.
Yeah, that guy. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So his pro comparison is Harrison Barnes. Let me read a couple of these. Alex Sar, projected number two. His pro comparison, Evan Mobley.
Okay.
Number three, Reed Shepherd. That's Adam's boy. Yeah. His projection is Dante DiVincenzo.
I mean, that's
makes sense.
It's a starter.
Third pick.
You know,
I'm trying to find a good one. Like, all right, the fourth pick, Stephon Castle. His projection is Anthony Black. Like, go back to college, then.
What?
That's really
that. That's a terrible comp.
That's a terrible comp, Anthony.
With the fourth pick, you know what I mean? Like, that's what, I think some of these teams, if they really evaluate the draft and think that it's a weak draft, they might just go Euro pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, try and get the next Giannis or something. Yeah, or Jokic. Jokic.
Donovan Klingon, player comp, Roy Hibbert.
I mean, Hibbert did have a good
year. I was going to say, it reminds me of, like, Brook Lopez a little bit.
I can see that. I can see that. Oh, man. Yeah. I do like this Dunn guy that the Knicks are linked to, though.
Oh, yeah.
He can't shoot, right? But, like, supposedly he wasn't asked to shoot, really.
Yeah, like, it's available, and he's a New York kid. He's from Long Island. And it's exactly what the Knicks need, like a big wing. And he shut down everybody in the ACC. Everybody.
Yeah, do it. Yeah, absolutely. He's perfect fit.
What do you think about Dalton Knecht from Tennessee?
Oh, I like him.
I like him a lot. Paul, do you like him?
I like him a lot. I don't like his quickness too much. I don't think he's quick. He kind of reminds me of how Doug McDermott was. Dominated college.
Oh, yeah.
Then came here, and then, like, he was just a little slow-footed. That's how I see him.
Maybe a little bogey in him. No?
A little bogey.
Bogey,
he's jacked.
Yeah.
Like, he's tough. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, he's a chase.
He's tough. Like, he'll go to the hoop, but I don't see him getting guys or, like, muscling guys down in the NBA.
What about the Creighton kid? I forget his name.
The lefty. Lefty shooter? Like
the lefty.
Shireman?
The lefty. Yeah, Shireman. Yeah, him.
Yeah, he'll be, if he's on a contender, he'll light it up.
Okay. So
he's got a sniper. He can shoot.
He seemed like a Luke Kennard type, I guess, but maybe a little bigger.
We get off the call, I'm going to send you guys a link. You got to look at some of these pro comps. Like, for the first round,
Who's Zach Eady? Yao Ming?
Zach Eady, I'll tell you right now.
Is it Eddie or Edie? I've been calling him Edie this whole time.
Maybe it's Edie? I don't know.
So his player comp was Jonas Valanciunas.
All right.
Yeah. I'll take that all day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit.
Knicks are linked to him.
Tony mentioned Dunn. Ryan Dunn. Ryan Dunn's player
Herb
comp
Jones.
Is
Herb Jones.
Josh Hart.
Matisse Thybul.
Oh, so just okay, no offense at all. Yeah. Yeah.
Defense, though.
Yeah,
but he's that level defender. So
that's all they need.
Yeah, so it has 25th pick Knicks. Deron Holmes the second. Player comp is Tracy Jackson Davis. It's bad when I don't know
who.
Is he from Dayton?
Yeah. Oh, that guy's good, yeah. That guy's supposedly
he looks pretty good.
Pretty good. Yeah,
he's very good.
Yeah,
it's
I watched
so
him.
So bad
a little
bit. If I don't know, what about Kyle Filipowski?
I was just gonna say I hate both of the Duke.
Wait,
prospects.
he's not like a top 10 guy.
Nah, he kind of
was horrible.
He didn't have a good year.
He did.
I have him
and
at.
He's also a little bitch.
Yeah, definitely.
I have him mocked to the Denver Nuggets, and his pro comp is Mo Wagner.
Okay,
the bad Wagner.
the bad, yeah. What about Bronny? Right. What's his?
I was gonna say, what about the Duke point guard? Because I don't like him either.
Jared
McCain. Yeah, I think he should have stayed another year.
He needed another year.
I gotta find him. But Paul, the guy that we love, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Tyler Kolek, 30th Boston Celtics. I'll fucking
yeah.
Oh, that would suck.
It's gonna happen.
See, he'll get them. Yeah, him and Pritchard. Backcourt of the future for 40 years. They have half court shots.
Yeah, just pull it up from half court like it's
that
nothing.
Half court shot was insane.
I know. In the moment, it was just like, oh, fuck. So full disclosure, I like passed out like at halftime. I didn't even watch the second half.
Yeah. It was...
Also, like maybe the like Boston spoiled, but was that crowd kind of shit? Like after they won, it was like whatever.
18th
like
banner.
They really weren't on their feet. Like I was like looking at it, like 4 minutes left, they're sitting on the like you know in their seats or whatever.
It's
Can
really
you imagine like, a Knick crowd? Like,
well,
oh
the
my
Knick
God.
It, comparing the Knicks crowd to any crowd, I feel like in the league, it's like second. You know what I mean? Like,
but I feel
there's
like,
no other comparison. I feel.
Yeah, like obviously we're biased to the Knicks, but I feel like 99% of the teams, like they, I don't know, they just seem very. bored.
Yeah. Well, 18 championships will kind of, you know, even though it'd been a while. I mean, 08 was 16 years ago. Yeah. And then before that was 86, right? So they've had long droughts.
Yeah.
But
all of these player comps in the first round are all like your seventh or eighth guy off the bench.
Yeah. A lot of role players. What about Bronny? What's his comp? Deuce McBride.
Man, he's got to be in the second round or not even. Let me see.
I could see like Deuce McBride or.
Somebody said Gary Payton III.
Langston.
Is he that good defender?
I don't know.
Langston Galloway?
Nice. Oh, you know what? I have him. I have him here. I have him mocked. LA Lakers.
Of course.
The 55th pick in the second round. And his player comp is Miles McBride.
It was. Oh, yes. Tone,
you know what?
That was a good guess. That's so funny.
Okay.
Yeah. You could just see it. They're both like shorter, athletic, though. You know, maybe you could shoot a little bit. I don't know.
I'm going to send you this guys right now.
All right, cool. So, yeah, the draft.
I just hope a random team drafts Bronny.
Yeah, that would be hilarious. That'd be hilarious. And I think we talked about this on the last pod. Basically, that's why there is going to be a second night because of Bronny. That was our conspiracy theory, basically.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the second night, I looked at it. It starts at like 3:00.
Oh, really? Oh, it's like a daytime thing?
It's on Friday at 3 p.m.?
No, Thursday at 3 p.m.
Oh.
Oh, wait, the first round? Wait, I'm confused.
Wait, I thought the first round is Thursday.
No, first round I think is Wednesday.
Oh. Yeah. They figure Friday night they won't get people watching. The NFL does it Friday night. I don't know.
Do they really think people are going to tune in for like the 45th pick of the Milwaukee Bucks?
You got to be real. Like, we got to be real diehard to watch that second day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'll follow it maybe on like Twitter.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to watch it.
I'm not going to watch it.
Everyone in this pod.
Yeah. This draft. This is the first draft I think I'm going to actually just follow on Twitter, like the whole thing. You know.
Next year, though, some
supposed to be really good, right?
Yeah.
All right, should we pivot over to a little U.S. Open?
Sure.
So Rory, Juice.
Hey, choke. He's that's been his issue always. It's the 6 inches in between his freaking ears.
What was the putt stat? Like, he made like 400 something in a row or something.
So he missed hole, I want to say 16. That one was like 2 feet 6 inches, very short. And
that's what she said.
He had like 496 putts made from that distance.
Wow.
Like in a row.
Wow.
It's a gimme. Like, if we were playing, we'd give you that. You know what I mean? We'd pick it up.
That's
you're done.
That's Rory though. That's
so he misses that one, but he's still not dead, right? Like he's still fine. Like he goes to 18, and all he has to do is hit a three foot 9 inches maybe or something like that.
Yeah,
or it might be less, 3 feet, and he just misses that one too. Now that putt was a little curved, but like he's one of the best in the world. Hit the fucking putt, 3 feet.
Man.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Like he always is in his head. He refuses to change caddies. Like his cat, like I don't know. He's just way too comfortable and lax about stuff. Like he hasn't won a major in 10 years. That was his chance. If he hits both those putts, he wins. There's no way.
10 years he hasn't won a major?
Yeah.
Yeah, over 10 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's got a crazy drought. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get some futures on him. It's going to happen soon.
I mean,
I don't know. We've been saying that for 10 years.
I know. Because he's in the mix in a lot of these, I feel like.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. They went back like in the 10 years. They looked at the 40 majors. He came in second like 5 times.
Yeah. Oof.
Holy. Wow.
Yeah. Always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
And then that's like crazy. Top. They looked at his top fives and top tens. Like he had a bunch of them. He's just like around the rim.
Yeah.
He doesn't do it. But I'm telling you, it's all like in his head. He's like a mental midget.
nutcase. Yeah.
And he's going through a cheating scandal as well? These fucking Nike he's golfers.
Back with he's back, I think. With
He filed for divorce like that same week that Scheffler got arrested. I'm telling you, next Netflix full swing next season is going to be awesome. he announced that week he's going through a divorce. And then Scotty gets arrested before his round. So no one talks about Rory anymore. Everyone's talking about Scotty. So, but yeah, he filed for divorce. And then a couple weeks later, they announced that they're getting back. They've solved their issues and they're going to be a family again.
Okay.
So he dropped the divorce. But the whole time, like, there were rumors that he was sleeping with the golf
reporter.
The reporter.
Yep.
Interesting.
So he probably, when they say that he reconciles, like, he probably just either ended the affair or they realized, hey, like, you're going to lose a shit ton of money. Better stay together.
Damn. Okay. And then...
But he's also, like, there's too much going on with him. Like, he was the guy that was, like, telling he was, like, the spokesperson for the PGA. Don't go to LIV. They're the ones that they backed... The funding for the terrorists that put the planes in the towers and all this crap. They made this whole fucking storyline. And then PGA kind of turned their back on him and said, hey, we're gonna try to join with LIV. That was last year.
Yeah.
And he, like, left the board. And there's all this fucking nonsense drama. Supposedly, like, a lot of the players don't like him. There's, like, all this stuff. And then finally gets to this moment where he could win the major and just misses two short putts.
Yeah, yeah, and then became a meme. Obviously, he's in the
clubhouse. Yeah.
In the clubhouse, watching Bryson win it.
And then that's the other thing. Like, he just leaves. Like, he puts on his sour face, and he probably was devastated and cried. But he just, like, by the time Bryson got to the back, like, they said Rory was already in the plane, like, in the air.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
He bounced so fast. Fastest anyone's ever left.
Jesus.
Wow.
Back to Ireland. Wow. That's and then Bryson, I mean, so that's his second major?
That's his second major. He won the US Open
Wingfoot, right?
At Wingfoot in 2020, with no fans.
With no fan, right. So this time he had the fans and he embraced it. I mean, that was awesome. That putt out of the sand there, or the chip out of the sand.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, how did he go from, like, not being loved, like, basically being hated, to now being loved?
Yeah, what did he do?
What did that happen? Like, what happened there?
Like, I think so. He was always like, he was just a dick. He was, like, known for not being nice to volunteers, not being nice to the players in the back, the caddies. He was just an asshole. And he's, like, a weird dude. He's a really brilliant, like, nerdy brainiac.
Scientist,
an engineer, went to SMU. And just, like, he knows, too. He's weird. And, like, everything is all science and data related. Even when he won the 2020 U.S. Open in Wingfoot, like, the first thing he did was, like, thank his sponsors. Like, he thanked Bentley, and it's, like, all about him and... egotistical. He got into a fight with Brooks Koepka, and Koepka, like, destroyed him and everything.
Beef. Yeah.
Yeah, like, some fake beef.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think then, like, his dad dies, like, in 2022 or something like that. And he's, like, going through a hard time. He's not playing any good golf. He loses all the weight because he was, like, huge. He was, like, monster.
Yeah.
And now he loses all the weight, tries to get healthy. And then he becomes more of this, like, YouTube person, like a Logan Paul or Jake Paul type, where he's just doing these really fun things on YouTube, has his own YouTube channel, becomes really likable. And then he just started embracing the fans more. Like, everything was less about himself and everything's more of, I want to do this for the fans. It's really fun. Like, watch me do this. I'll play around with this celebrity, doing this and that. And then he just started playing good. And
he's got a cool logo.
Yeah, like, his popularity just, like, rose. And even, like, he's now everything he does, like, the right thing. So, like we said, Rory ran off, got on his plane, and got the hell out of there, right? So the last PGA, Shoffley won, right? And Shoffley hit a putt to beat Souffle. Souffle. And the first thing Bryson does is Bryson gets crushed and he comes in second. First thing he does is like dap up Shoffley, gives him a big hug. He's like, "You're the man," he said, like all these amazing things about him. Like,
yeah,
he just does the right thing now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's good. Maybe, I mean, I hate to say it. Maybe his father's death humbled him a little bit, you know?
I think nobody really wants to be hated or like disliked. So probably people around him were just like, "Hey, man, what are you doing? You're a dick."
And they're, I mean, like, they're young guys. He's probably still in his 20s. No, like, they're mature.
Yeah.
You know, they're immature.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now, like, he was on, like, so he wins. And then he does this thing where he just signs everybody's autograph, like all these kids. He gives away stuff. He has everybody touch the trophy. Then he's like, he stayed there all night just signing autographs. Then he goes on Jimmy Fallon the next day, flies to New York. Jimmy Fallon goes in the crowd. Everybody's touching the trophy. And yeah, he's just like, he's doing the right thing. And then like he showed up at the they have a tournament in Nashville, Liv does. And first thing he does is like, dapping up Brooks Koepka, like they're boys now. And,
oh, okay.
Yeah, it's very, you know, it's like normal.
Oh, I know they're tight now. That's good. That's awesome. I mean, you know, he's known for like his long drives, right? You know, so to like see him, you know, hit that chip, and you know, it's like he's really got like an all around game now. Man, if I played a round of golf and I had like the worst round ever, but I hit that chip that he did. I'd be like, I'm good. I that was the greatest round of my life.
Yeah, that's one of the hardest shots I think in golf. It was insane.
Yeah, yeah, that was cool.
But he's I don't know, super likable. Like he shows emotion. Like he'll hit a shot like that, or he'll hole out, or he'll hit a long putt, and he just like fist pumps or shows emotion. It makes it fun. Or other guys are just like, it's so boring to watch people. Golf is boring.
Well, that's why people love Tiger so much, the fist pump. Yeah, that was cool that Bryson, like, he had, like, his own little fist pump thing going on there. So, yeah, more of that in golf. We need more, you know.
Tiger.
Yeah. So.
We need more people getting arrested before the round.
Yes, yes. For sure. So what's the next tournament?
So the last major of the year is next month. It's in July. It's the Open, which used to be the British Open, and that is going to be played in Scotland.
Oh, so it is the British Open.
They call it the Open now. But yes,
why did they change?
Why did they get rid of British?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe because they play it because they play it in all different areas. I don't know.
Interesting.
They play it in Ireland and Scotland and wherever else.
True. True. It was like technically not Great Britain.
They could call it the Kingdom Open.
The Kingdom, yeah, the Kingdom Open. Yeah, I always forget that it's in July because it's like usually like foggy and like cold. I feel like.
Yeah, it always has this dreary look to it. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So, all right, cool. So that should be that. And then, what else? What else? What else? Should we talk about? Oh, when's Hard Knocks start?
I believe the. Like after 4th of July.
2 weeks. Like
that's Sunday?
Yeah.
Sunday
the
7th,
I think. Giants off season.
Can't wait for that.
You think they'll talk about Dable's Ozempic or?
Yeah, is this why he lost like so much weight?
Yeah, because he knew he'd be on camera.
They said 30 something pounds.
Wow.
Did he say how he lost it?
No.
We'll find out. They're definitely going to have footage of him like on a treadmill or something. You know what I mean? Like we're going to get that like 100%. I think. So that should be fun. And then, did they say how many episodes it's going to be?
I don't know. I'll tell you what though. I do miss football.
Same.
Oh yeah. Me too.
Probably 4 episodes, I think.
Only 4? Yeah, that makes sense. Guess. I mean, how much can you really stretch it out, you know?
That'd be my guess.
Yeah, I think it's just going to be the month of July, and then boom, August, we get into the Bears.
The Bears.
Which is really going to be fun. That's going to be fun. Caleb and Rome.
I'm rooting for him. I want Caleb to be good. I'm rooting for him.
Oh, I can't wait to watch the Bears.
So Hard Knocks has gone from like one team a summer to now it's going to be like six teams total for the 2024-5 season.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I think
so.
I,
your team realistically might be in it like every whatever two or three years. Like what?
Yeah, it's true. That's true. I think HBO realized that like people love football. this is America's sport. Like this is like, you know, people just they love football. It's far and away the most popular, you know, sport, I think.
I love the in season one I love. It's really good.
So we're gonna get the division now. AFC North.
Oh, that's gonna be great.
That's gonna be awesome. That's like so many good characters, right? You get Russie. You get who else? Lamar. You get Deshaun.
Deshaun getting a massage. Yeah.
And then we get what's his face? Joe Cool, Joe Burrow. Yeah. So we got some. That's a good one. That's a good one. So
I like it.
And then Dragon. So Adam, you passed out.
Yeah, I'm out of here, guys.
All right.
We'll Let see. Me out.
Later.
Peace. Paul, you'll stay on?
Yeah, I don't watch that mumbo jumbo stuff.
So yeah, so Juice.
I gotta watch it though. How many seasons is this one? Is this the second one?
You can catch up. You can catch up with this one. It's
yeah, only, the first season was only like 8 episodes.
First season.
But can I watch it without watching Game
yes.
of Thrones?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a completely different story. It's only focused on one family. Or kind of like two fam. Well, it's mainly focused on one family, the Targaryens. The Targaryens. I mean, in Game of Thrones, there was two Targaryens. Yeah. The whole
the hardest
series?
Part of when you watch Game of Thrones, the hardest part is just understanding the names. I think it takes you like two seasons.
Yeah, well, especially in Game of Thrones.
What's their name? But no, I'm thinking Game of Thrones. But this one's less. It's this one's fine. You just watch the 8. And I even forgot what happened in season one, so I'm going to try to watch it again.
Yeah.
Where all the Lannisters.
There's no Lannisters in this one.
Yeah.
Oh, they're done. Okay.
Yeah, no Lannisters in this one. But season one, I guess, was you know, supposed to be kind of like very tame. Whereas season two, this is where in the books, like the great, that war, like this war starts. So.
Well, 1 second. Is this a prequel?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, okay. So this is before season one.
Yeah, it's supposed to take place like 200 years before Game of Thrones.
Is it 200? Okay. Yeah.
It's like 100.
Oh, so this is like the origins of everything.
Kind of.
They could even go even further prequel. Was Aegon? Is it Aegon the Conqueror? Juice? He was like the one who like discovered Westeros or whatever.
I don't know. I never read the books, but you could catch up to this, Paul, if you wanted to. It's not bad.
But yeah, like, I think I might. Yeah,
it is graphic though, because I watched season one, episode one, and there's a lot of hard scenes, really rough scenes.
Yeah,
people getting killed and murdered and maimed and pregnancies and all.
Where's it filmed? Croatia.
They filmed there. They filmed all over Europe.
Yeah.
Ireland, I think like Scotland, depending on like where they're filming it, because Westeros is like basically supposed to be like a Europe. But like Targaryens, that's mostly like, right? King's Landing and Dragonstone is mostly Croatia, right, Juice?
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right.
Yeah, so yeah, you're on point there, Paul. But yeah, one of the most brutal scenes in all of the series happened in this past episode. That's what Juice and I were texting about. Just a really hard scene to watch.
Was it a dog?
No, Juice was joking about that.
Yeah, at one scene, they kick a dog.
They kick a dog.
I was like, Tony was like, it's a brutal scene. Like, yeah, man, but you know, it's a dog. Whatever.
So I knew exactly what you're talking about, because people on...
I was confused. I was like, wait, what?
No, people on Twitter were saying that, like, oh my god, like, I think I'd be more pissed about the dog than the toddler or whatever.
Oh my god, they killed a toddler?
Yeah. I won't get too into it, but it was one of the most tough scenes. I mean, they don't show it, but you hear it, which is almost just as worse. And
wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It was probably the hardest scene I've watched in TV or movies or anything since True Detective.
Bobby Bacala died?
No, I was going to say True Detective season one with the snuff video. that scene.
True.
But yeah, I mean, really ruthless shit. Basically, like I said, like a war is starting between basically two factions of the Targaryen family, the Greens and the Blacks. And the end of the first season, there's a big kind of climactic scene where like a dragon eats another dragon and, you know, someone's son dies. So then the other family wants to avenge. So they want to kill another son. They basically were supposed to kill the guy who it's too much to get into. But yeah, this season's going to be nuts juice.
Yeah, I think it'll be good. But I think it's only 8 episodes again, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
And then we'll probably have to wait 7 years for
this. Exactly. Exactly. And I think they wanna...
the budget's probably so big they can only make two.
Oh yeah.
But it is very good though, I will say.
Oh, it is. I mean, people are starting to say that House of Dragon is like they're liking it more than the actual Game of Thrones. We'll see. I mean, there needs to be how many seasons for to really compare? How many seasons of Thrones were there? Was it 7 or 8?
I think it was like eight seasons.
Yeah, so is there going to be 8 seasons of House of Dragon? I don't know. They could do this forever, right? Because then they could cover other families. And
as long as some mutant's writing all the books, why not?
Yeah, George R. R. Martin, that guy is nuts. But yeah, it's you know, it's tough watch. Paul, didn't you start watching Thrones a little bit or no, not really?
And I got sidetracked, I guess, but I got to do it.
Yeah, because House of Dragon, you don't need to like really. I mean, there's some connections, like juice, like start episode one for season.
You know
two.
What it is though, oh. Because I watched like the last like few episodes of the last season, right? So I think like going from that to starting season one, I shouldn't have done it so quick. But now I forgot what happened, so now I can start fresh.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if you forgot, who cares? But
and it's definitely it's one of those shows you should put away your phone and just watch.
Yeah.
If you're doing stuff on your phone, and I'm notorious for this. If you're playing with your phone and doing stuff,
yeah,
while it's on, you're gonna miss everything. You kind of have to put your phone away and watch.
And I'm a big fan of subtitles. I don't know about you guys, but
I have them on most of the time too.
Yeah, for Game of Thrones, House of Dragon, whatever. It's like ideal because there's accents and they're referencing different things and sometimes they're talking really quiet. It's like the ultimate show for that. So
I gotta try that. That's big now. Everyone's watching.
Oh, I've been religious about it for years now. I just don't do it for like sports, obviously, because that's like annoying. But for like TV shows, all the time. But yeah, no, it's House of Dragon, what makes it even cooler is, I mean, they have dragons in Game of Thrones, but like it's like prevalent like all the time in this series, which makes it, I think, really cool. And not as many characters maybe as Game of Thrones, but there's so many in Game of Thrones, it's like overwhelming, you know.
Yeah You think Aaron Rodgers is there in Westeros?
He was in Game of Thrones, right? What?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wasn't the final season?
He was in. Was it the final? Yeah, it was either the final season or one before. It was one of the last episodes. He's like in the battle scene and he throws a spear.
Yeah.
Like a spear. That's funny.
Yeah, yeah, because he's a big. He was a super fan. He was real pissed about the ending. He was very outspoken about that. And then who else? Who's the singer? Redhead.
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, he's
in. And he sings in the show. Yeah. And it's like, come on. Dude.
Yeah, he's singing. Yeah, he's like singing. And then who else has been? Has anyone else been in it? There's definitely someone else I'm missing. But
Joe Douglas.
Oh yeah, of course. The mountain.
Yeah, there's got to be other people, I'm sure.
Yeah, but no, definitely. I mean, you only have to watch 9 episodes to catch up. It's not too bad.
All right, that's nothing.
Yeah. So definitely do it, and we can all talk about it.
you guys got to watch Baby Reindeer.
I heard it's so creepy.
It's not. I wouldn't say like creepy. It's like it's intense. There's a lot going on.
What is it about?
It's comedy drama. So it's a true story. London, this guy's a bartender, and this, like, you know, woman comes in and he gives her like a compliment, and then she literally just like stalks his life in the most like unimaginable ways like possible. There's a lot of twists and turns in it, and then but everything is completely true.
Are they dating?
No, it's nuts. And then I found out, I don't know if you, yeah, I don't know. Sure. I can tell because it's like public now. But like the guy, I was like, oh, this guy's a great actor. Like, who's like playing the main guy? He's the freaking guy who got stalked. He's the real guy.
And he's playing himself.
He directed it. So he's playing himself, and he's like reliving every moment. And it's like, you can tell it's like real emotion. It's nuts.
Wow.
It's a crazy show. Yeah.
Oh, I might check it out.
I'm definitely checking it out. Yeah.
The girl was kind of repulsive looking, but I'll check it out.
Yeah. And like, they did a very good job with the casting of her, by the way. Like, the way she talks, like, oh my God. Yeah. You'll be hooked.
Okay.
Episode for sure.
Yeah. I'll check that out. My, Katie's parents, they were just talking about it. Everyone's been talking about it. I heard,
how many episodes?
I think it's only 7, and it's like, 40 minutes for each one.
Perfect binge. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm in. I'm definitely in. Yeah. Tony, really, I think it was Tony Hinchcliffe. He was on a podcast. I think Joe Rogan, and he was the one saying it was like the creepiest thing ever.
Yeah, there's a lot going into it. Yeah.
Okay.
It's intense.
Okay. Check it out. So
yeah, it's a dead time now, and there's nothing on. Like, shit.
I know. I've been like, just betting the ponies like crazy. That's been my entertainment.
Yeah.
It's not much else. Yankees just keep winning. You know. They lost hockey today. But
hockey. I think they're gonna come back and win in 7.
I keep forgetting we're in the Stanley Cup finals still. Yeah, so what is it? 3-2 Panthers?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It was 3-0, and then game 4, they like annihilated them, like 8-1, and yeah, 1 in Florida. Last game, and going back to Edmonton. So you win at Edmonton game 6, like game 7, you know, all bets are off. Anything can happen.
Oh, yeah.
So
absolutely.
Choking away a 3-0 lead. Ooh.
That would be, yeah. It happens in hockey, though, right? You know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I feel like more than any other sport.
Yep. Never in NBA, right? Never happened.
Nope. But happens in baseball, hockey.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys.
Sure.
Anything else?
Stay cool. Stay out of the heat, fellas.
Yeah.
Oh, Actually, you must be loving this.
I like it. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't mind it.
It feels good. It hasn't been too humid.
Yeah, it's not like that bad. It's not as bad as I thought it would be. You know, not like that bitch Kathy Hochul. She's like, oh my God, it's the worst heat we've ever seen. And blah, blah. It's like every summer of my life.
Oh my God, it's summer.
every summer of my life, it gets in the 90s. Like, give me a fucking break. Stop trying to fearmonger, you know, all the time.
They were saying something that, like, I think it was the Barstool guys. They were saying that in England, they were complaining about, like, such bad heat or whatever. And then when
it was
they
like 82.
When they did the conversion, it was like 78. And they were like, people are just fucking complaining.
Yeah.
Like, just complain.
Yep.
What happened with Portnoy? He had cancer?
Yeah. Yeah, that came out of nowhere. Yeah, it was like very minor, he said, but they
like
took it out.
Skin cancer, I would assume.
Yeah,
he seemed like a guy who, when he does those like close up videos, like, he doesn't look like he puts on a lot of lotion.
No. Yeah, he lives in Miami most of the year now.
He's just like baking out there, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like in his neck. It was like some mole or whatever, but they removed it. And yeah, that was kind of. He's like in a video with like Rico, and he's like, "Wait, you had cancer? What?" now he's this whole shtick is I beat cancer.
Yeah. 2-time bee sting survivor. Yeah. Beat cancer.
Oh, I think he had a heart attack once. He said he's like heart attack survivor, bee sting survivor, cancer survivor.
Oh man!
You know, he's got 14 championships now. This is like his thing. I got 14 championships.
I have 14 championships. Oh man,
which is crazy. I have. Let's see.
We have the Yankees. We have the Yankees. So let's.
That's count. It. I have five.
Josh has more than everyone. So by far.
If Josh, would you claim the Yankees ones?
I'm going to claim the Yankees ones, and I'm going to claim all the golf ones that I bet on.
Okay. All right. So you have a bunch.
Wait, how many of the Yankees won? 96 was the first one
Five.
That we saw.
Five.
Okay.
Well, you have Q's. You have Q's, too.
Q's and Rangers.
Oh, Rangers. Oh, yeah. I can claim the Rangers. So I have six.
So that's, I so got seven.
You have seven. It's good.
And then, like, I need a Nick or Jet one, and I'm good.
Yeah, I just need one from each. That's it. That's it. I'm not asking for much.
Man. Whoa.
Whoa. Was it Tupperware fall?
It wasn't me.
Adam has his, like, phone out. You know what I mean?
Adam never logged off. He's like, oops.
Yeah.
He's just been listening.
Sound like that sounded like a bowling ball.
Sound like wow. Tupperware fell or something. I don't know.
Yeah. The pasta. How you doing?
Yeah. All right, guys. We did all it.
Right. So next one, we'll have the draft results and like free agency, right?
Yeah. Next one will be in there. Yeah. We should do, yeah, like draft, free agency, and maybe by that time we'll have a Giants episode. It depends on when we do it next. We might have a few weeks off here. We'll see.
So it'll be after 4th of July, right? I assume.
Probably. Right?
Probably, yeah.
I don't know if there's going to be too much to report on other than the NBA draft, which might be very...
Big news might come. It has some big trades.
Yeah, so we'll be on deck. I mean, I'll be in North Carolina, but I'll bring my stuff. We'll see what happens. If nothing happens, we can probably wait a while. But if there's like some blockbuster or something crazy, yeah, we may have to get on.
Yeah.
We'll play it by ear.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, guys. Take care.
Peace.
Comb your hair.